Efren. This is Ruben. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Hey, I'm still stuck in this meeting. I just wanted to give you a call real quick. Do you have a minute? I just have to pop in and pop out.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Great. So I was able to send over the quotes for the equipment. The file was approved. I've got a really solid approval for you. I just wanted to go over it. It'd be an equipment. It'd be an equipment finance agreement. Basically, the best option I have here is this. You would put, and it's all gonna. I'm basing this off $20,000 in equipment cost. But the best option I have for you here is, you would put down 10% as a first payment. That means rather than doing first and last, you would put down 10% of the equipment cost. So if the equipment is $19,000, you put down $1,900. If it's $20,000, you'd put down $2,000 and a one-time documentation fee. You could include sales tax. The sales tax is on the invoice, of course, as well. The maximum term would be 60 months. And if you did this structure over 5 years, you'd have the 10% down would act as your first payment. It acted as your first 30 days, and your remaining payment would be $4.52 a month and 11 cents. I do also have another option for you, which is a first and last payment due at signing that I can give you tomorrow, which will basically be a little less due at signing and a monthly payment that's probably going to go up relative to the amount you're not putting down. So I just wanted to run both by you. They literally gave me about 10 minutes to make a call or two before they pulled me back into the meeting.
So one question. What if I pay it off in 3 months, 6 months? How does
okay.
that work? Is there penalties?
That's a really good question. So these contracts are fixed, non-cancelable agreements. These are definitely not designed to do over, say, 6 or 12 months. However, if your goal is to pay off early and do something that quickly, I can provide you something with a year or two term that's a much better option. There's no point of view. Okay, so let me give you some numbers tomorrow for like 1 to 2 years, because that's a much more appropriate fit.
Yeah, because I don't see me doing the 60 months.
Okay, give me.
Yeah.
I appreciate the feedback. I just want to call you for a day's end. I didn't want to leave you hanging. I'll call you first thing. I'm in around 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'll give you a call around 7 or 8 and go over those options for you.
You know what? Yeah. So, if you're California time. So, if you 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock my time. So, 7 o'clock your time is 8 o'clock my time.
Correct.
Anytime after that, you're not going to get a hold of me till this time right now.
I can call you before then. I'm in really early. Would you be available around 7 your time?
No, and 8 o'clock my time's great. You know,
oh, okay, perfect.
8 o'clock my time's great. So
I'll call you then. I'll make a note right now.
Tomorrow,
thank you. Bye-bye.